And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin here. Rock God Rick's still down in El Salto. He'll be back tomorrow with Corey, and we're going to have a great show here for you. Captain John Conniff from the Islander is here. We're going to be talking about that great vessel and some really, really good bluefin tuna fishing. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. The fish are biting.
Fish are biting.
Yellow to the islands. Yeah. The bluefin offshore.
Time to go.
Good times.
Time to go aboard the Islander. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, can't wait. We're looking over at the Islander. You guys are doing a little maintenance and getting ready for a big season, right?
Yeah, I can see our new doors from here, from your office.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They look good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty much ready. We have Coast Guard on Monday, and then I think 2 weeks from Monday is when we're scheduled to start running.
Nice. 2 weeks from
Monday. Or Tuesday, I forget.
Okay.
Like
day and a half, 2 days, three days?
It's a day and a half is our first trip.
Okay. And you actually have spots available.
We do. We have a fair amount of spots left in May.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And people are booking those at fishermanslanding.com?
Fishermanslanding.com.
Yeah. That's the best.
Lots of 3 days. 3 days every weekend, pretty much, and then day and a half and 2 days during the week.
Sweet. What a great ride. Yeah. All staterooms, right? Tell us about the Islander. Corey and I know the boat because we love fishing aboard it and looking forward to the next trip. Tell us about the boat.
It's a big, comfortable boat. Dittmar Donaldson. It's perfectly situated for day and a half, 2 and 3 day trips. It's all stateroom accommodations. Carry plenty of bait, plenty of fuel. We have a fantastic galley. Really, really, really good chef. Coming back from last year.
He's good.
Phenomenal.
What's his name?
Alex.
Alex is amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, it seems like this industry is trending toward like 3 day trips, 2 day trips. So to be able to go out on a big boat that's comfortable, that has staterooms, that has a good galley, carries enough bait, a lot of deck space, it seems like the way to go these days.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sign
me
up too.
Yeah.
And you're coming.
One of the things I really enjoy is I can actually, I'm 6'4", and I could lay down in a bunk with plenty of room, you know?
There is plenty of room.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, definitely. So you were just saying, telling us fish are biting, huh? Guys out right now. Finally, we got a window of weather. Looks like we're going to have a lot of window of weather now. We're kind of in that spring good mode. Please.
This weather, has been terrible.
It's been tough.
For fishing, for maintenance, for everything. But, I checked in with the guys this morning. They had really, really good nights last night.
Really?
Fishing's good. Similar to the way things started last year. Last year in May was fantastic fishing.
Yeah.
Really, really good. April and May.
Yeah. And so it's nice, great fish. Like, what did you say, 40 to 60?
Yeah, anywhere from 20 to 40 to 60 pounds. I don't think there's been big whacks on that bigger grade fish, but that'll come.
Yeah.
Soon. This is perfect warm-up fish.
Not far from home.
No, not far from home. I forget the exact mileage, but it's... the guys that left yesterday morning had very good fishing last night.
That's
cool. And it's that same deal again. It's night fishing.
Yeah.
The vast majority of
the jigs.
There's fish caught during the daytime, but there's going to be a lot of nighttime fishing this year again.
You know, we've talked many times with our guests in the shows here that we've had over the winter about how things changed here. But it really didn't change. You guys just kind of figured something out, right?
Yeah, we caught fish in the dark a long, long time ago, just not to this degree. We didn't have 30 passengers ready to rock with all this new tackle that we have. I mean, the tackle is a huge part of it. But we definitely adapted and switched up the way we do things. I mean, if you look back, like just say last year, the vast majority of the bluefin this fleet caught, it was all caught in the dark.
Yeah.
If you were going to trade in and only be allowed to fish during the night or the day, every single guy would tell you, we got to fish at night. I mean, that's where we call our fish.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. You just kind of adapted. You see a lot of the boats putting lights on all over the place, right?
Yeah. We actually added new lights. I'm still actually going to add some more lights.
What are the purpose for the lights?
Well, I mean, the main one for us, we finally added some lights that are down permanently mounted with a switch to the rail so that you can see what you're doing at night. I mean, that running around with a headlamp is, at 3 in the morning, you can't see anything. You have an 8-way tangle on a 60-pound bluefin, and you're trying to get that out, and we needed more light.
More light.
For sure. We do the lights where you plug them in and run them across the deck, but that's not sustainable. So now we've got nice Durabrights. They're going to shine in the water all night.
That'll make it nice. And nothing worse than having a headlamp shining in your eyes
in your
as
face.
You're trying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, they're terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we're probably still going to wear those too, but more light is always better.
More light is good.
Yeah,
because you can see. So you light it up. So it's kind of changed. You sleep a little during the day and you fish at night.
Yeah, you try. I mean, that's definitely something
that
we're all learning to deal with, too. That's changed the fishery massively. I mean, there were a lot of days last year, a three-day trip, or maybe I'd sleep for 2 hours for the whole trip. And that's not sustainable over 15 days or 20 days. So that's one of the changes. It's cool because a lot of the, second operators, that their sole function used to be just to drive the boat in a straight line at night and get you to where you want to be. Now they're actually learning how to fish and communicate on the radio and figure out what's going on. So guys are, the learning curve is much, much quicker for the guys that are coming up now.
Yeah.
They're getting a chance to fish.
Now, speaking of new guys, you've got a couple new guys working with you on the Islander this year, right?
Yeah. For the most part, it's the same crew. But I did Tyler, that used to run the Tribute the last couple of years, is coming over. And he's going to work for the first couple months. And then Todd Meyer, that used to, he owned and operated the Voyager for, I think, 8 years. He took some time off of that, but he's going to come over and work a little bit this summer, too. They're both fantastic fishermen, and it's not something that's new for them. So I'm stoked. I'm very happy to have that.
Yeah, for sure. I'll bet. And so that'll give you some relief. And especially, I imagine you need relief when you have these long nights and long days. Because it's not like you're not fishing during the day, too, right?
No. I mean, it's, you know, that... Yeah, you're not canceling the day by any means. I mean, there's nights where everyone stays up and they just have to sleep, but no, it's not like you shut the boat down during the day and drift. It's still full effort night and day.
You're looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And find yellows on the patties, spots of bluefin that want to bite. I mean, there was some talk even about the bluefin biting pretty well last week during the day.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, we had phenomenal fishing during the day at certain times last year. I mean, a lot of the daytime is just making sure you're set up for the nighttime, too. You know, if you go to sleep during the daytime, who knows where that fish is when it's time to start rocking after the sun goes down.
So, sure, got to get
it. Yeah, daytime's still just as important as the night.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a question. So you're fishing 20 to 60-pound bluefin, and, you know, a lot of the guys are using these 400-gram jigs, big, long jigs. Are is that size bluefin still eating that same?
Oh, yeah.
That same. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Even for 100, 150-pounders, you use the same technique.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely use smaller jigs, especially with this, you know, some of this fish early season, 20 to 50-pounders. You can use smaller jigs, but they bite those big ones just as readily as the small ones. Yeah. I mean, I would just, me personally, we just keep the same big stuff tied on all the time.
Big stuff. Just in case the big one bites, right?
Yeah. We had a lot of times, especially early season last year, where we'd be, you know, picking away on this 40-pound fish, and then somebody wind up a 200-pounder. So, yeah, you don't want to lighten your arsenal.
And that bigger fish can't be too far away. I mean, it's...
Nah, it's around.
Yeah. So the guys you're talking to, Pacific Queen and such, those guys are seeing a lot of fish still?
Yeah. I mean, they'll definitely get a point where we're seeing a lot more than they're seeing now. It's not like it's just tonnage in every direction they're looking, but, yeah, they're seeing plenty to work with.
And the Sac spotter plane's been up and seeing very big spots, tons and tons of spots, right? I think the last spot he saw was like 60 ton or something like that. Yeah. How does that help you? How's that Sac spotter plane help you?
Oh, it helps quite a bit. I mean, both in knowing where that fish is, and you know, obviously it's way easier for him to keep track of that stuff from the sky. And then, you know, it's helpful to know where that fish is not. There were times during the end of the season last year where it was, you could write off vast chunks of the ocean, and that saves so much time and fuel and energy knowing that, all right, this is not the place that we want to be.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a massive help.
Yeah. So now the Islander, you're fishing tuna and offshore pretty much year-round now, or during your season.
Yeah. I mean, the whole Guadalupe Island debacle that went down last year, you know, that shark diving thing, I've owned the boat for 20 years, and we've been diving with those sharks for 18 years.
18? Incredible.
Wow.
That many?
Yeah, which is just a transition from back in the day when we, you know, the season would, we'd get towards October and November, and a ton of these boats would transition to fishing Guadalupe Island. I mean, a lot of boats that, you know, most guys would never consider would be fishing at that island, they were there. We were all there. There were 15, 17 of us at the island at a time, and it was hard to make a run out of that with so many boats in the fleet doing it, so we just decided to switch over to that shark thing and give it a try, and it ended up being a phenomenal business for us for 18 years.
Made you famous.
I mean, a majority of that Nat Geo, you know, giant shark thing was actually filmed on the Islander.
Yeah, I think we had 14 shows on Shark Week.
And the best ones. There were some cool ones from Australia, and they show the action and that kind of thing. But it was the dirty water that limited their underwater filming. And the stuff you got at Guadalupe, I mean, it's a 100-foot viz, right?
Well, the stuff we did at that island, and we worked with the guy that, you know, his license plate says Air Jaws. He was the guy that started that whole thing, and that's his place, you know.
It's Guadalupe.
The shows that they did there were far better than anything they did anywhere else.
And the majority of those were filmed on the Islander, or from there.
Yeah. No, we had a really good relationship with him. We did, like I said, like 14 shows. We did a lot of work with him. We did work up here at the Channel Islands with him. And so, at least for now, you know, nothing's permanent down there. But for now, that's closed, and I'm I'm done trying to deal with it. So, yeah, which is...
No, it's been a battle.
It's been a battle.
And, okay, so I'm going to get a little political here, and excuse me if I'm stepping over my grounds here, but there was controversy that the Mexican government was, or the Mexican eco-Nazis or whatever you want to call them that are causing this problem, are saying that you were doing damage to the sharks. They were getting in the cage. They were bleeding. You were hurting the sharks. Your opinion.
Well, there's some truth to that. Not on our end. We never, ever had a problem. And either, you know, there was one other boat, the Horizon, and this put him out of business. It's now turning into a fishing boat.
Yeah.
Not on his end either, but there were a couple operators down there that they made some pretty serious mistakes. And that was, a lot of that was a long time ago. And the bummer about the whole thing is instead of dealing with any of those issues when they happened years and years and years ago, the guys just got a free pass and they just kept doing it. And then we ended up where we are now.
Yeah.
And there's other stuff involved, and I'm not going to claim to know all the ins and outs
because
I don't. But it's a sad story about mismanagement of a preserve.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it is. Because just the bracelets that we were buying, and not just the shark diving boats, but the fishing boats. And these shark diving boats, you know, there were nine of us carrying a lot of people. It was millions and millions every year in cash for a plastic bracelet.
Right.
So if you can't take those millions and figure out how to turn this into a functioning preserve, I mean, that's mismanagement at its finest.
Absolutely.
So that money's gone now.
Yeah.
There's no one at the island. I mean, that agency down there doesn't even have a boat to get out there. Like all the research, all the support, that was all done by us, by our fleet.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I brought the Christmas gifts on the Islander out to the people that lived on the island, or brought people back, or brought researchers out there. So that's all done now.
Yeah.
There's no mechanism down there for them to restart that without us. So at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's just a shame to see how poorly managed that was and to just see it all go away.
And perhaps that will change with time, right? I mean, perhaps,
it could.
You know, they see the loss. They see
they figure it out that this is not the best move.
Yeah, right.
Well, in Mexico, just like here, you get a change of government and a change of leadership and things change. Nothing is necessarily permanent. So it may be that a couple years down the road that all changes. And hopefully whoever does it gets a little bit better organized and they figure out, you know, what a great thing they had going there for a while.
And quite honestly, this happened before, and it did change. And it took a couple of years for it to change. So hopefully the same things in our path.
Around. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that by leaving the island wide open, you're leaving it wide open to poachers from other country to go in there and to wipe out the resource, which the San Diego fleet would have never done, but the San Diego fleet becomes the watchdog of that island.
It's true. I mean, that's Mexico's most westernmost territory.
Yeah.
It is out there and it's isolated, and you see it in other protected areas. When the eyes go away, things start to happen. I mean, a set of white shark jaws goes for like $10,000 on the black market right
now. Wow. Crazy. You know? Wow. Sad, actually.
Yeah, and you're not going to find a place on the planet where you can roll up
and see that many
20 footers
you do out of that place.
Yeah. No, it's a phenomenal place, and I certainly hope whoever's in charge down there gets smart and allows us to be back in there and do what we are doing, which is basically kind of taking really good care of that resource and keeping a watch out for things.
Yeah, and there's...
And their revenues.
I mean, we had we took observers on nearly every trip. I mean, there was a way to do it. And I think anybody that operates down there would be welcoming of more management. I mean, the bummer for us is they canceled our season last year in, like, July after every single boat that was there was already completely sold out for the entire season. So if you want to really yank the rug out from somebody, do it like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That you were already collected the monies. You had people already booked their trips. A lot of people from Europe and all over the world coming out to see the greatest place to view great white sharks and all that ripped out.
Yeah, you know, that left us scrambling. Not scrambling. I mean, fishing was good. But then all of a sudden we have to wipe out an entire schedule and add a whole new schedule.
Right.
And that's why going forward we'll just stick with what we've always done in fish.
I don't want to dwell any more on that. Just the facts that the facts are, certainly it's a privilege to fish at Guadalupe Island and all the Mexican waters. And we would never deny that it's not a right, it's a privilege to fish in Mexico. We're very grateful for those privileges. But we served a purpose down there. And I think the purpose is very valuable to Mexico and what we did for them, not only monetarily, but also as a preservation for a very valuable resource.
Well, yeah, and the shark diving thing, I mean, that was ecotourism on a massively global scale. I mean, there was no better.
It was bringing people in from everywhere.
Sure, and scientists and film crews. And, there were some shenanigans that went down like they do in any other industry, but that could have been pretty easily corrected. And for Mexico, tourism-wise, I mean, they were on the global map. It is the best place in the world to observe those kind of animals. So
it benefited Mexico far more than closing that island does.
Sure.
No question.
And the fishing end of it, too. I mean, the yellowfin harvest and the yellowtail harvest. I mean, those are migratorial fish that don't necessarily... I mean, they reside at the island for a very short period of their life.
Right.
You know, and you're not taking any... You're not taking the lobster or the abalone or anything that's indigenous and, stuck to a rock from the island.
So. Not only that, think about the poor kids that aren't going to get their Christmas gifts anymore.
Right?
Too, right?
Right.
Those poor kids.
All the cool things that you did, John, on the Islander and all the other boats, too.
And the Sport Fishing Association, too.
Yes.
Ken and his group, they were really, really big on supporting the people of the island and the people of Mexico, for sure. So that's what we do. Yeah. We want to support the people of Mexico and are very grateful for the right to fish at various spots that we do, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain John Connor.
And we promise it won't all be political either.
No, it's not. We're done with that. Now.
Right?
We're talking fishing.
Yeah, and it's just the concept of fishing Guadalupe again. So hopefully that does happen. Anyway, you want to join us today with John Connor on the Islander? We're going to have a really fun 2 hours to bring you. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app, only through the app. It's an easy download, free. Just a fun way to listen to the show. It's usually the way that I listen to it while I'm driving or doing something that way. It's the only way to text the show. It's download the app, and it says right there, text the show. Send us a message. It only goes one way, so make sure you leave your name and your telephone number, and you're going to want to, because at the end of the show, John's going to flip a coin, and that coin's going to determine whether the prize is going to a caller or a texter. One of the really cool things we give away here from Costa, a pair of sunglasses. You get $300, and it's a certificate that goes toward Costa Del Mar, and you can choose whatever you want. You can choose a $150 pair. You can choose a $200 pair. Or
you could choose two $150
right?
pairs and some clothing and everything.
That's the cool thing.
It's I can use it up to $300.
They have some cool sun shirts.
Oh,
They've got some bags.
Hats.
Got some... Really cool
everything.
Stuff. So anyway, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app, giving away that $300 certificate to Costa. And we're going to be right back with John and the Islander when we return on the Let's Talk Cook Up, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top of the line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, having John on, from the Islander here, such a cool guy and awesome boat. And you want to join us? One open line right now, 213-432-1090, or you can text us. I've already seen a handful of texts come through.
Oh, yeah, a lot of texts coming through.
You text us via the app, and we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the coolest things we give away.
CostaSunglasses.com. You can pick anything you want on there, up to $300.
They make some of the best glasses there are.
I love them. Yeah, that 580 glass lens, there's nothing like it. It's just amazing. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just a question and a comment. I was out on the Queen for a 3-day trip. We left Tuesday, got back Friday morning, and as always, you know, Gavin, you know, is the bluefin slayer, and we left at maybe 10 o'clock on Tuesday and got into the bluefin grounds and, you know, fished them hard the first night. And stuff, and got our limits on the boat and everything. And now I'm coming down to the landing to go out on a 4-day on the Shogun. So I get to go out and have some fun.
Wow.
But,
good for you. So what was the hot ticket, John? What was the hot ticket on catching fish? What put the fish on the deck for you?
The Scotty Bomb or the Eddie Bomb. You know, but everybody, you know, kind of fished some of the knife jigs. And the trip before ours was the smaller 150 gram, but we had a good lot of bluefin that were in that 40 to 60 pound range with some of the smaller stuff, but more of the medium, the 40 to 60 pounders that were there. But they were eating the nice chicks that people were dropping down, different colors, blues, reds, glow in the darks. I predominantly fished the 16 ounce sinker with the treble hook and a hook on top. The current was when we were out there, was kind of ripping and got a little rough. And so the heavier stuff worked a little bit better than the lighter stuff. Right. Mostly we had one fish on bait that first day. Everything else was on the sinker rig at night, and we could fish from sundown to sun up. You know, there was a bite going on all the time. See, my question for John is, do you carry the skiffs on top of the boat because you do so many kayak trips? And I've seen you load it up with those kayaks, And man, that's crazy, that the amount of gear that people bring to go do your kayak trips, and you guys do it like it's seamless.
It is crazy how much gear they bring. I noticed last year the amount of gear is like quadruple. I mean, we've been doing those for 18 years.
One of the originators.
Yeah, the first. We've been doing those for a long time, and the amount of gear, it's all the add-ons that they've created for those kayaks. Like it got to the tipping point where I could barely walk around the boat.
You can blame Ron Lane for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, his is the simplest because it's all matching and everything. But, yeah, it got pretty extreme. But, you know, we started doing those trips years ago because if you go way back 10 years or 12 years or when we first bought the boat and we were catching albacore, it was not uncommon for this majority of this fleet to be tied up until the 4th of July.
Right.
That was just it, you know, and that was a way for us to run, you know, fairly consistently in May and June, and that was the whole impetus for doing those trips. But now things have changed, so I noticed we've got these guys spread out all over the top of the dock, and there's like, you know, six other boats that are trying to load, and it's like, holy cow, we had to come up with a system to make all that doable. But yeah, my guys kind of got it down now where it works pretty seamlessly.
But we should mention you're not doing those anymore.
No, I put a pause on those. I mean, just because, like I said, that was a way for us to keep the boat going pre-season. And now the demand is so high in May and June for us that...
And the best fishing.
The fishing is so good that it kind of, you know, between... Oh, we'll run a kayak trip, and then we strip the boat down, and we leave that night on a fishing trip, and then we build the boat back up, and we leave on a kayak trip. And I'm trying to streamline things, especially now that we're not going to Guadalupe anymore. It's a lot simpler for us just to start fishing and just fish the entire year. Honestly, it's made my life considerably simpler. I mean, there will still be a place for those, and I could definitely see the boat doing some in the future. But for now, the fishing's been so good, it's just we've decided to just focus on that and leave that for now.
Yeah, and that's not such a bad thing. I mean, kayaks.
No.
I've dealt with it. I mean, they're backbreakers, man. To put them in the water,
hard on the crew.
Oh,
yeah.
And it was cool. They're fantastic trips. And my crew actually is going to miss them. We like cruising around San Clemente.
Island
on a skiff and doing those trips. You know, there was a time and a place where it worked out really, really well for us, and it was something cool to develop a whole new business that. You know, at least at this point in time, fishing in the spring is fantastic for bluefin, so I think we're going to focus on that.
Not such a bad thing, man. 60 up to 160-pound bluefin in May and June? Like, hello.
Gotta love it, yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that, John. Nick from NorCal sent in this text, and he says, good morning. Two questions. What month would you really target if you really wanted to target yellowtail? And the second question, he says, does the fleet really well on AIS around the ports, but seems to shut off the AIS just offshore? Is this just a hide-and-seek game for that the fleet plays? That's from Nick. So first question is, of course, when do you target yellowtail?
I mean, that depends. You know, there's the coastal yellowtail fishing where you're fishing at the islands, at Coronado Islands or the Channel Islands or whatever. And that fishing can be off the hook right now. It just kind of depends on water conditions. But spring and all through the summer can be fantastic fishing, fishing for yellowtail. I mean, God, there were those years where there was really good fishing in December at the islands for yellowtail. The offshore thing's a little bit different. I mean, we had epic yellowtail fishing last year, pretty much every year at certain times.
Big yellows on the kelps last year too, right?
And honestly, that could start here anytime too.
Yeah.
You know, you get the right water conditions. Warmer water months, the closer to the year, the more you get into summer, I think obviously are going to be more consistent as far as, you know, actually targeting a fish. But
the water's a little cooler than normal than it was last year right now, and there's kind of a northern push downhill, right? So we need that to kind of switch, and that'll help the yellowtail.
Yeah. I mean, those guys got some pretty good shots of yellowtail. I don't know what it's been, 3 or 4 weeks here now, and then conditions rolled over at the islands. I know one of these guys left this morning to the islands to look for yellowtail, so we'll see. But
and Booger had 15 yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So. I mean, that's a nice little hit, you know?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Sign.
It wouldn't be out of the ordinary for him to have 70 tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
or today.
Yeah.
It could happen.
I have to ask, have you ever seen, like, this water we had the last couple weeks? I mean, it's starting to warm up a few degrees, but 50 degrees, 52?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in our area here for 40 years, 35 years. I can remember in January, maybe 52,
right.
53.
But that years ago.
Yeah, right. But yeah. In April, I mean, have you ever?
It's cold.
Yeah.
No, you know, personally, I don't remember it being that cold here on the beach.
Period,
this
right?
Point in time. Yeah, period.
Yeah. And to see it in April. And I think, like you said, Pete, it's just a facet of that northern push coming down below Point Conception.
And the upwelling. Yeah, yeah, that's the key. All the wind causes that upwelling, right, John? And
which isn't a bad thing.
No.
It's a
beautiful thing.
It's what pushes all the nutrients up. And
yeah.
This water will turn around. It'll warm up a little bit. I mean, look at the fishing offshore right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's already warmed up a few degrees.
Yeah, and most of that fishing's going on in 58-degree water.
58?
Yeah.
Bluefin don't care, right?
No.
Yeah. They're fine in 58.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because they're living deep anyway most of the time.
Yeah, they're biting good in 58-degree water. And when you go down 400 feet, it's a lot cooler than 58.
Do you see, as the water warms, maybe we'll get more of a daytime surface bite? Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, is it going to switch like a light switch? It's hard to say. I mean, so many times last year where you see just massive tonnage of fish all day long and it's tough to get them to bite. I couldn't pinpoint necessarily what flips that switch. I mean, we've seen plenty of fish that don't bite in warmer water and cooler water. It's just a confluence of a ton of different conditions that come together and things change and start to bite a little bit.
When you saw that fish that wouldn't bite, how deep was it?
Oh, I mean, a lot of times it'd be jumping around all over the surface.
Really?
Yeah.
And it just not biting.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
It's bluefin.
A little frustrating.
Yeah, I've got some good video of that.
Yeah.
And like
all around the boat.
And I think some of that, sometimes it's on that 3 or 4 inch anchovy,
yeah,
and you're
small
trying to
bait.
You're trying to offer a 6 or 7 inch sardine, which just doesn't like fit their program with their so focused on. I mean, literally like blinder focused on.
Oh yeah, God, every year when we see those, they get on those anchovies, especially in there close to the beach, and there's just massive foamers, and every direction you look, it's a football field of fish, and then you roll up on it and you unload everything that you have, and if you're lucky, you get a bite kind of thing.
A bite, yeah.
But then the sun goes down, and a lot of times that completely changes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, hey, phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into
it. Let's do it. How about this time, Tom? Tom calling from University City. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I have two questions, actually. And Pete, I enjoyed your article about your trip to Patagonia. And
thank you.
In the article, there's a picture of you wearing a hoodie, like a perfect sunshade set up with a hoodie and sunglasses. And I was wondering if you could say what that is. I imagine it's an ASCO hoodie.
Yeah. So was that?
Do you remember what you were wearing
like
in that trip? It's kind of a gray hoodie with sunglasses and a like baseball cap.
Yeah, that's the Reaper. I love the Reaper. Yeah, that is such a great piece. It's windproof, waterproof, and they've expanded the line. AFCO has expanded the line of the Reaper. They're incredibly warm, super, super comfortable, and they actually have now a zip-up model, too. So that was probably the zip-up model of the Reaper with the hood and such. And it also has the face mask so that if it gets really cold, you can pull that cover over your face and keep your neck and your face warm, too. Highly recommend either the pullover or the zip-up of the AFCO Reaper. Corey, you have them, right?
I do, and they make some awesome stuff. And it's lightweight. It's 100% waterproof.
Yep.
And what else do you need to know?
That's it. Yeah, for sure. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. My other question was, well, it's more of a comment. I'm kind of over the all-night bluefin fishing, and if I sign up for a trip, if we're leaving, I feel I'm, like, worried that we're going to go fish all night. So what are John's thoughts on having some trips maybe in late summer and fall where he says, we're not going bluefin fishing, we're going to fish during the daytime? Do you feel like there's other customers who really don't want to stay up all night?
I mean, we definitely get folks that are not that interested in staying up all night. But, I mean, every single trip we ran last year, regardless of whether we caught fish at night or not, we were still fishing as hard as we could during the day. So regardless of what happens at night, you're going to get a full crew and you're going to get, the captain running the boat. And this is not just our boat. This is on every boat, I would assume. We're going to fish as hard during the day as we are at night. And you have the option, to not fish at night. And we have guys that do that, and they're ready to rock in the morning. It just, you know, it comes down to the fact that, that your odds of making a catch at night in many instances are far greater. So it's, you know, I tell everyone, like, hey, it's not mandatory that you're up fishing all night, but, you know, if they're biting and it's good, I'm going to be loud on the PA, and I'm going to encourage anyone that, that, you know, really wants to catch a bluefin to get up and fish. But it definitely doesn't change what we do during the day. And if there's something else available during the day, whether it's yellowtail on kelps or yellowfin or you know, something that bites a little bit, yeah, we'll definitely target those. And then we've had a lot of trips where, you know, we scratch at night, and then we do equally as well during the day on bluefin. So I guess to answer your question, we're always going to be fishing during the day, just as hard as we do at night. You just got to kind of pace yourself. If you don't want to fish at night, but that's cool. Come out and fish during the day. It's, I mean, we're fishing double the time that we used to fish. So nothing's changed during the day.
You got a lot of fishing time when you go.
Yeah, and we've just added.
We're wearing the crew out, so make sure you tip them well, right?
I mean, it's hard to argue with success. I mean, the nighttime brings a level of success and how do
different type of fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, it was a good one.
You have
for
a great text, huh?
I do, and it kind of falls right in line with what Tom from University City was talking about. And this one comes from Garrett in San Fernando Valley, and it's a good thing he left his number because now he's in for the $300 Costa certificate. And he says, good morning, guys. Among the landings, a few of the boats are realizing the benefit of leaving the land before noon, getting two nights, getting a second night of fishing in example of a day and three quarter. Any plans like that? Thanks, Garrett.
Yeah, so we changed our schedule around quite a bit. Like all of May, early season, we're pretty much the same every week. We do a three-day trip from Thursday to Sunday. Then we do a two-day trip, which I think is the one and three-quarter he's talking about, from Sunday to Tuesday, and then we do it a day and a half.
The advantage of the two-day trip over the day and a half is you get two nights of limits, and you get two nights to fish, right?
Right, and you get a jump. You know, we leave at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay,
so
you're fishing two full nights.
Two full nights. And you can, rather than leaving at, you know, 7 o'clock at night, where a lot of times last year you're full throttle trying to get down there before the sun comes up to get a little whack. And, hey, there's a lot of times where that fish, it bites good at 11 o'clock or it bites good at 10 o'clock at night, and you show up there at 3 in the morning and it's
done.
You know, it's scratch fishing at best. So, yes, that was the purpose for that. We used to do a lot of day-and-a-half trips, and that was like the flavor of the day, but now I've whittled it down to just one a week. So now the boat's only going to be in for one half day out of the week. We've added a lot of 3 days, a ton of new 3-day charters this year, so we're 3-day trip seems to be the optimal.
Because you can
trip.
Take 3 days of limits then, right?
Yeah. So we've got three nights of fishing, but yes, we've added a ton of those 2-day trips and eliminated a lot of day-and-a-half trips.
Yeah. So that'll be the schedule. Thursday through Sunday, 3-day trip, and then the beginning of the week, the 2-day trip, and then to fill in the day-and-a-half trip.
Yeah, in May. You know, once we get past May, we get into a lot of charters and the schedule changes. But instead of day-and-a-half, so a lot of our open trips are 2 days now.
But you've got spots available right now to book at fishermanslanding.com.
We do.
Wow. Get on it. Right? Exactly. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up. More from John and the Islander when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Dave Brown with Okuma Fishing Tackle, and I wanted to personally tell you about a great opportunity to own the latest in Okuma products. Okuma Fishing Tackle is donating a $2,000 shopping spree to benefit the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea organization, and one lucky winner will be able to choose any of the products from the Okuma lineup. Okuma is a proud sponsor of the Rollo program, and we wanted to create an exciting promotion that would benefit Captain Rollo's ability to get more kids fishing. Entering the $2,000 giveaway is easy. Just buy 5 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets and you will receive one entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on April 29th. To purchase tickets, contact Tim at rollokids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Good luck to everyone, and thank you for support of Okuma and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, Corey, this time of the year, I can see the twinkle in your eye. Calico Bass is the target, and there is nothing better for Calico Bass than a Tranx reel.
Oh, I love the Tranx line, man.
What's your favorite?
For calico fishing, a 300.
A 300.
And I'll back it up, fishing the 5-inch weedless and smaller stuff with the 200.
Okay.
50-pound Power Pro, 40-pound leader. I'm good to go with that 200 Tranx. And rock fishing, too.
Yeah.
Don't rule out that 200. I got a 300 loaded up with 30-pound Power Pro, too, for the rock fishing. A lot of fun. And, hey, don't forget about freshwater fishing, El Salto style. We're going to hear from Rick tomorrow. The 150 Tranx. Dude, you have to look at it.
Unbelievable.
It's priced right. It's got the power, the torque, everything to go with it.
Yeah, it is truly amazing. And Steve Pinard and I are headed for our Loretto Rumble tomorrow. And Steve and I were contemplating, okay, I'm taking a Tranx 500 for those big Cabrilla down there. Steve's taking a Tranx 400 for the Cabrilla. He says, does that have enough power and drag? I said, absolutely.
100%
is a badass reel.
Yeah.
The entire Tranx lineup is just incredible. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, we're having a lot of fun, Pete.
Yeah, Captain John Connor from the Islander talking fishing, man,
right?
on one of the finest boats in the fleet, the Islander, right here out of Fisherman's Landing, right next to the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup there. I look at the boat every day, and won't be seeing it here coming up soon, right? You're going to be sailing soon.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Two weeks, you're going fishing,
yeah,
and going to run pretty consistent thereafter.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, the way things are going right now. Well, hey, Castman's ready.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's not just the hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. It's the finest split rings. Solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the absolute best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
And I might add, too, later on in the show today, we're going to hear from Ted at Gamakatsu their new line of knives.
Really?
Gamakatsu knives. Filet knives and everyday carry knives. They're amazing.
Very interesting.
For sure. Hey, good morning, Castman.
Castman.
Hey, buenos dias. Pedro, the time is here. We're heading to Loretto tomorrow.
So stoked, and our weather window looks ideal.
I know it. I had some guys from Oregon down there last week, and the day they got in, it was blowing big time. But the next day, it just flattened out. They fished 3 days, and they were averaging 6 to 8 nice yellows, anywhere from, 15 to 28 pounds, and just having, really a great time down there, especially, like I say, since that wind laid down. So, and like you said, yes, it looks like it's going to be some nice calm weather, and we should be get into that good bite. It's been going on for months now, and that Dorado bite that we had this last year and this yellowtail bite, it's Loretto of old. I remember back in the day, you'd get down there in the winter, springtime for those yellows, and And then, of course, in the summer, just a ton of Dorado to be caught. And so I look forward to a really, really great trip and lots of fun, lots of laughs, and some sore arms while we're down there. But the fishing is, it's good. Anyway,
and we have a full group, right? We have 25 teams.
Well, we had a team cancel on us, so unfortunately we're going to be one team short. 24 teams. Yeah, it'll
That's
be
a lot.
Yeah, it's
Big
a
enough.
Lot, but it's fun, you know. So I look forward to it, and of course spending some time with you and Steve down there, have a few cocktails and try out some of those nice good restaurants they have down there.
You bet.
Do you guys actually stay at the La Mission?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You do.
Oh yeah.
That's one.
We take over the La Mission.
That's like one of those places that I've always wanted to go. Never been to the La Mission, but I know it's got that
awesome old
colonial French, you know, look and
beautiful place.
Hey, Castman, if I wanted to book a trip to Loretto, is that something you do? Like I can book the La Mission and you have Ponga drivers?
Corey, yes, of course.
You nice. Know. What he does.
I love it.
So go ahead with your catch report there, Castman.
We can do all of that. Anyway, and down in San Jose del Cabo, you know, they had an off week last week. The bite just stopped. I mean, you know, they had the previous week, they had wahoo down there. The tuna bite was good. They started getting the fish back in there again. The Iman and Vinorama Bank is giving up some 60, 80, 90-pound tuna. Mostly on the drift with sardinas and, of course, the chunk squid working real well down there. And, of course, inshore you've got tons of sierras and the pargo, the red huachinangos, the ones that you deep fry that are really, really good eating. They begin getting a pretty good bite on those. But anyway, that's the report for this this week. And, Pete, I'll see you at the airport there at CBX tomorrow. And we'll start off on this trip and have a good time.
Ready to go, Castman. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to book a trip to Loretto, like Corey, how do we get a hold of Cast Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And we'll have a good time, Pete.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to hanging out with my buddy Castman.
Yeah,
for sure.
Adult beverage, a cigar. I can see him now.
There he is. Yeah, for sure.
10-4.
See you tomorrow morning, Castman. Appreciate that very much. All right. Well, hey, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk to John.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. John, with the bluefin being predictably unpredictable, it seems like the larger fish get more press. With the fish being caught at night. But do the small schoolies, 20-pounders, 30-pounders, are they caught during the night also, or are they more of a daytime bite?
No, they bite just as eagerly at night. When you get a really good whack at night on those small ones, it's insane.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, those things, they bite like crazy at night.
No kidding. On the jigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do they bite bait at night, too, or...?
I mean, you could drop one down and get a bite on bait. Sure. Yeah. You know, fly line and a bait at night. I have seen that a couple of times.
Yeah.
But no, the jigs, those small ones will demolish the boat when they start to bite at night. Yeah.
I don't know why. I just envisioned an absolute nightmare. A fly line bait amongst all the jigs going down. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Those small ones are an absolute nightmare at night, honestly.
Oh,
when you got 30 guys or whatever, 25 guys fishing, and 18 of them are all attached to like a 25-pounder, and you're fishing on 100-pound or 130-pound. It's
pulling every direction.
Nighttime's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we know why the new lights.
Yeah.
Gotta have the lights.
Yeah, like a 15-way tangle is not uncommon.
Whoa.
Yeah, hand lining half the fish and knife jigs stuck in the middle of the line. It's something else.
Is it
easy? Watch your hands.
Is it easier with the larger ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they pull more direct. And
They stay straight up and down. Yeah. They're not, you know, the small ones, especially when you're fishing that heavy gear, a lot of times they don't pull drag. They just
swirly.
They take your line all over the place. And
when
you've got 25 guys drifting, you know, on the starboard side of the boat and two of them hook up to a fish and they do a hot lap around the boat, then all of a sudden you have the whole boat tangled instantly. And then everyone else starts to get bit while that's going on. So it's
a lot going on.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But yes, those small ones bite just as readily at night.
What's the largest bluefin on the Islander last year?
Last year was, I think, a 305.
305.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think that's
so. He had a lot of 200 then, huh?
Yeah. We actually, I'm installing a davit that's attached to the bait tank that, A, we can weigh people's fish, you know, with a scale, and nine. B, it swings over the fish hold so we can crank fish out instead of three of us trying to get them out with a gaff.
How cool is that?
We're going to see if that makes our life
safe
easier.
Safe your backs.
Yeah. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And it'd be kind of cool to weigh fish, too. It wouldn't be IGFA approved because it's on the water, but you're still going to know if your fish is 299 or 305.
Before we gill and gut it, and it makes for a good picture. You know,
heck yeah.
Cool. Something. Yeah, that's good. Nice addition to the Islander, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Dana Landing on Mission Bay is having their season kickoff sale Saturday, May 6th. Things start at 7 a.m. with the big sale and a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. And here's a sample of some of the incredible deals at Dana Landing, available from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only on Saturday, May 6th. Buy two, get one free on all hooks and all jigs, including Nomad Mad Max. 20% off on all Yeti products, including buckets, coolers, cups, the whole thing. You never see that go on sale.
Right.
25% off all clothing, including Olakai footwear and sunglasses that never go on sale. At 25% off on that stuff. Dana Landing is overstocked on Penrods, too. They also have 20% off on all the Penrods and a free Spectra fill-up with any real purchase. Free jig replacement by jig ring replacement by OTC. There's also going to be 20 manufacturers representatives on hand to answer your questions. Then the seminars. Corey Sandin.
Am I doing a seminar?
You're doing a seminar.
Nice.
Did you know that?
That's
the first news.
Well, no. Via text, John asked me if I wanted to participate. And always, it's heck yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Corey's going to be doing MC Swimbait seminar. Benny Ortiz from Shimano will be doing a jigging seminar.
Yeah.
And then also Afrin from Warbaits is going to be doing a seminar. And then next door at Fastlane Kayaks, they're going to have a bunch of deals on clothing, Hobie kayaks and accessories, and free Salty Crew beer.
Oh,
how about that? Saturday, May 6th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and only at Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay.
All right. That's going to be a fun event. We're going to be right back with more John and the Islander. We've got a whole second hour coming ahead of us. Can't believe an hour has already gone by.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app at Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.